Massachusetts Republicans endorsed incumbent Governor Charlie Baker for a second term at their convention this weekend. Despite handily capturing his party's endorsement, it wasn't entirely smooth sailing for the first-term governor on Saturday at the DCU Center in Worcester. His main opponent garnered enough support to force a primary.
Will the clerk display the tally, please? For Charlie Baker, 1,577 votes for 69.79%. For Scott Lively, 626 votes for 27.67%. No preference, 58 votes, 2.52%. It gives me great pleasure to present to this convention your endorsed candidate for governor of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, Charlie Baker.
While there was little suspense about the incumbent and his lieutenant governor, Karen Polito, winning a majority, it was the man who came in second who put Baker ill at ease.
There's no place and no point in public life, in any life, for a lot of the things Scott Lively says and believes, okay? And that's why I'm pleased that 7 out of 10 delegates in that convention chose us as their nominees to represent them in the fall.
But what does it say about one-third of the party voting for
it? I don't know why people...
What does it say about your party doing
it? I can't get in the minds of people who made decisions to support us or to support anybody else. But I can tell you that Scott Lively, a lot of what he says, a lot of what he believes doesn't belong in public discourse.
I interpret it as a statement of rebuke against Charlie Baker, and a statement of support for authentic conservative values in the Republican Party.
Lively is an evangelical pastor and lawyer who vocally opposes gay rights and abortion. While Baker has maintained his centrist credentials in a staunchly liberal state by distancing himself from President Trump, the far right of his party perceives this as a betrayal. Lively's speech took direct aim at this.
Charlie, you were talking a lot about, you were taking a lot of credit for a lot of positive economic changes that have taken place here in Massachusetts. But I'm telling you, there is only one man in this nation that's responsible for the economic miracle that we've experienced since the election of 2016. That's our president, Donald Trump. You did not do that, Charlie Baker. That's stolen valor.
Lively's table at the convention made room for Problem Pregnancy of Worcester, an anti-abortion counseling center for pregnant women, which displayed a series of statues depicting stages of pregnancy in addition to literature and signage.
Really, that's my number one issue, is standing for the unborn. Really, I think that everything else sort of falls to a distant second and down. Until we stop the killing of the unborn.
Lively traveled to Uganda in 2009 to give a series of talks that, among many other claims, blamed homosexuals for the Rwandan genocide. Uganda went on to pass the 2014 Anti-Homosexuality Act, which called for the death penalty in its original version. He also co-authored a 1995 book titled The Pink Swastika. The book's website claims that the Nazi Party was conceived, organized, and controlled throughout its short history by masculine-oriented male homosexuals who hid their sexual proclivities from the public.
The media doesn't even know what I've actually written because there's never been any fact-checking on my assertions. There's only the sort of mocking of the premise as if it's so completely impossible or implausible that it doesn't even deserve investigation.
Now that he's on the biggest political stage of his career, Lively addressed his history with gay rights.
On the LGBT issues, I have some fence mending that I need to do with people in the LGBT community. Mea culpa, I have overstated some things, not so much in my writings. I can defend just about anything I've written, but sometimes giving a speech, especially when you're under siege like I have been, and the media is only looking at you and not fact-checking the other side too, sometimes you sort of fall into hyperbole. And I I'm guilty of some hyperbole, and I want to admit that.
Lively claimed he had begun discussions with a gay conservative man to begin the fence mending. Diana Ploss, a delegate from Gloucester, is the leader of MA for Trump, which emerged during the 2016 election. She supported Lively at the convention.
The MassGOP and Governor Chalai Baker, as I like to call him, did not support President Trump through the 2016 election. Governor Chalai Baker did not go to the Republican National Convention. He didn't vote for President Trump. So we wanted to send a message to him.
Ploss, who was introduced to political activism for the first time in the 2016 election, spent Baker's speech waving a cardboard cutout of President Trump at the governor while yelling liar and traitor. Ploss still harbors a grudge against the state party because she claims that Trump supporters weren't allowed to use the MassGOP victory offices in 2016.
Many of us are going to vote for Scott Lively. He's a controversial guy, but we want to send Chalai Baker and the MassGOP a message that we matter. When you say that the grassroots matter, right, they always say grassroots, they're lying. The grassroots don't matter. They do not matter because I was the grassroots and they kept pushing us away.
Baker refused to comment on Lively's call for a debate at the convention. Primary day is September 4th. For the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landes in Worcester.